Babblers, grab your Duncan because blah, blah, blah runs on Duncan.
Give me a sec.
ASMR. This is an ASMR channel now.
We just all coincidentally have Dunkin' Donuts, but you guys should grab a fun little bevy and sit down and listen to our new episode, which starts right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Welcome back to another episode of Blah, Blah, Blah with Zulema,
Cicely,
and Genevieve.
We are so excited to be here talking to you guys.
We had a very exciting day yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we went to, well, basically my homeland.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
IKEA. I got to reunite with my people and my heritage.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. The meatballs were not hitting the same.
No, something at IKEA literally fell off. Yeah. Is there like beef or is there a rift between Sweden and IKEA? Like what's going on?
Have you guys seen those TikToks where it's like all these brands that you used to love and then they like get bought out by people? Have you seen this? Like this girl posted like
makes sense.
All of these like brands. I think it's like, you know, Emmy's cookies or like Rao's or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then they'll tell you like whether they got bought and they're not like a small family company anymore. And then that's like why the quality goes down. I'm not saying it's those brands specifically.
It's IKEA?
I don't want to like spread any like false news. But they'll do that. And then you'll realize like, oh wait, that sauce used to taste so much better. Yeah. Why is it not hitting the same? I think like Hugh like Chocolate got that. Bought out.
Well, because Hugh Chocolate, when I was in college at the new school, they used to have a Hugh Chocolate kitchen across the street. And I would remember. Always eat there. Yeah. And it was delicious. It was so, like, the ingredients, it was so good.
Yeah.
And they closed it down. Maybe they closed it down the same time they potentially got bought out by someone.
I cannot confirm or deny, but I do feel like I've noticed that happening. And then now I'm feeling like IKEA.
Such
did they
an
get
interesting
like.
Theory.
No, they must have. Or COVID must have changed something because, well, the whole thing was a little weird. Well, everything was under construction, which I don't know what was happening there. But yeah, we also,
did you guys hear? What? Sorry to interrupt, but like they were having their like team meeting will be held in the. Yeah. Did you guys see that? Hear that?
It was very odd. There was no food in the food market.
Felt apocalyptic.
So weird. I literally am like so on my Scandinavian breakfast grind.
Yeah.
Wait, so what have you been making?
I've been making little crisp bread and then put butter on it.
Are you like Nara Smith? You're like making the bread from
scratch. I'm making it from scratch. I have like my grains in my garden. No, she's so iconic. I really like, I aspire.
Yeah, me too.
I hate her and I love her and I know it's just pure jealousy. Yeah. So like that's where the hatred's coming from. And I put a little like salted butter, really good like European butter on the crisp bread.
Yes.
And then what else? Oh, I'll do two like soft boiled eggs.
Yum.
Oh, and then I bought like a hard cheese and I've been putting that on top of the crisp bread and it's so divine. Also, I've been putting you can put a little avocado on the crisp bread. That's good too.
What is crisp bread?
It's like almost like a cracker, but it's, how would you describe it? It's what they eat in
Scandinavia. I think we've bought them before. It's like a rectangle almost.
Oh. Yeah.
And it almost looks like a big cracker.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has like little holes in it or like little like divots basically. Uh-huh. And so when you put butter on or any kind of sauce, it kind of goes into the divots, which is really nice.
I'm intrigued.
But it's less crackery than a cracker. I don't know how to describe it, but we should try it. It's really good.
Send me a picture tomorrow morning when you make
it. But you wanted to find your Swedish cheese, right?
That was my goal. I really wanted to get Swedish cheese. I was like, at IKEA, they used to sell it. And now they don't sell it anymore. Their section
was
empty.
They didn't even have like my favorite candy, which is Dime.
It literally felt like an apocalypse in there. Yeah. It felt like things were
weird.
There
was like one frozen bag of meatballs, literally.
Was like, and then she was like, I should buy it. And I was like thinking about it too. And I was like, why is that one left? Like it was very
also we went to the like
zombie-like.
The food hall. And I'm sorry, like maybe it was just my veggie meatballs, but it wasn't hitting the way that it used to.
It was not. I mean, talk about the lingonberry soda. It was not as strong as
And I'm like, maybe we caught him on an off day, but like I told you girls, the passion was just not there behind the counter.
No. He was in a really bad mood. And you know what they say? Like when someone's in a really bad mood and they make you food, like that emotion goes into the food you're eating. So
I tasted that. Yeah.
I just like, I wanted to like give him a hug and then that food would have gone like up, like the spices, the seasoning.
I was tasting like disdain.
Yeah. I was tasting like a flavor profile.
I was tasting depression. And I'm like, I don't know.
Did I finish my plate? Absolutely.
I still finished it.
Yeah, it was good enough for me to finish it, but also I wanted one chicken nugget and he wouldn't give me one chicken nugget.
That was mean. Like, you said it in such a nice
way.
Like,
was could so I possibly savage. Just have
one? I was like, could I just have one chicken nugget, please?
Because you know
like,
when you just need one, it's just like satisfying.
Yeah. I just want one. I don't want a whole plate of.
We already had a whole meatball plate. Yeah.
Also, not to mention, like, they put the fucking calories on the menu and it's like 2,500 calories for like chicken and fries. I'm like, don't do that to me today. Like,
it was half off on Friday though.
Yes.
That was my whole meal was like $3. That was crazy.
We got like two drinks. Also, the coffee was out.
Yeah.
They ran out of coffee.
You can't do that. And there was two gigantic vats. Like, what? How are they out?
It was like, everything was just like not it. And it wasn't that crowded, I think, because it was Friday, which was also great. But then that added to the whole weirdness of it.
We were so excited, too.
And I bought the wrong shelf.
We were so excited. It used to be like going to Disneyland or something.
Yeah, like it was a whole experience because you would go all the way out there. It's like kind of like a trek. Then you would get to have your little food. And not only is there food in the beginning, then when you get to the end, you get like soft serve. Which, and like, which
that still hit. Like, there was passion behind that.
They
counter.
Kind of like redeemed themselves with the soft serve because, and it's not even soft serve. It's freaking frozen yogurt, which I love frozen yogurt, but it's in that nice little soft serve cone. That tasted the exact same as normal.
I wish I could have that right now.
But yeah, I don't know. It was like the food was not.
It was so. If you guys know what's going on with IKEA, please like slide in our DMs because we're worried about them.
Yeah,
really worried about them.
I literally was like this close to ordering this Swedish cheese that. Me and Zoo had when we were in Sweden over the summer from like an online store. The like, in like, it's like,
no, you really should.
But then I was like, that's really, really, really dramatic. Like, just buy some kind of European cheese.
I mean, it probably tastes the same as like any other cheese.
I bought one from Switzerland, which I was like, they're close enough up there, Nordic vibes.
I'm sure. Yeah. You know how they like buy that tea place in the West Village? Yeah. They have that like British store that sells all like the British yummies. Yeah. Maybe they have like a Swedish store that sells Swedish yummies.
Trust me, I looked it up.
Oh shit. And it was just IKEA?
It's like, okay, so there's S'more, which is a bakery, and they have like a little pantry section and they have a little refrigerator section. Okay. Mm. So I went down there. It's completely empty. I'm like, is there import issues in Sweden? I don't know what's going on. And then there's one more place actually in the Lower East Side. Maybe we could stop there later.
Yeah.
It's called Nordic Provisions.
I think. It's like, you know, she has a really good idea brewing.
You guys, I did my research. This one's called Nordic Provisions, but mainly it's like smoked salmon, stuff like that. Yeah. Right. Not really like, I'm looking for dairy.
Wait, are there like cows just not pumping? There's sheep's not pumping out in Sweden right now?
I don't know, but it's making me wish I had brought more stuff back from.
What, like a suitcase full of cheese?
He would, though.
Kept in the freezer for like the dark winter days.
Can you freeze cheese?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Interesting.
Wait, why are you saying that? I don't actually know.
Let's spread fake news.
Yeah.
Just also, like, isn't cheese already is like 4 hours long? Can we talk about that for a second? I went to Paris with my family this like last week or something. And I was like telling G, I was like, Zoo, I was so excited. And they were like, oh my God, the flight is so short. It's only like 4 hours. Like, it's going to be like, it's so easy. And I was like, oh, really? Like 4 hours? I get on the flight. I'm like, I don't even need a book. Like, I'm good. Like, I didn't really eat anything. So I'm like, 4 hours. I got it. It was like 9.5 hours. I don't know what flight you guys were on.
Not 9.5.
On my way back, it was 9.5. I swear.
Okay. But the way there.
The way there was 8 hours and 40 minutes.
I don't know.
I think it was like a Mandela effect or something. I don't know.
The wind must have been really good that day.
It was the wind was so good that it took off like 3 hours.
Yeah. No, you guys weren't even running on gas. You were just fully.
I remember we had a red eye and I was like, perfect. Like, it's going to be a long flight. I can sleep full 8 hours. We got on the flight and the length of the flight was less than the amount of sleep that I wanted to get.
And less than going, I remember distinctively, it was less than going to LA, which is 6 hours. Yeah. So it was definitely something like five something. And I don't know what happened. I have heard things about pilots having like extra, you know, fuel or something from another flight. Sometimes they can go faster and make up time.
where did you read this? What site are you on?
No, I just
are you part of the CIA?
I have severe flight anxiety, so I've done like so much research.
She has like a pilot on speed dial. She's like,
literally wish I have so many questions.
I know.
And this would be one of them.
I know. I'm more like, I don't want to know. Like, the more I know, the more scared I'm going to be.
I just really can't think about it.
I feel like the more information I have, it'll help.
I'm like, tell anxiety. Me the good things. Like, it's impossible to crash when you're up there, even if it's false.
You
like,
say that to me.
Yes, I love the Jello thing. I love the Jello thing. Yeah, I love thinking about that.
Oh. I don't like the Jello thing.
I like it because I feel okay, good. But I'm like, I'm stuck in that Jello. You can't
fall, like, because it's Jello up there, basically.
There was so much turbulence on my flight back, too, and I was just like, Jello. Yeah. To the point where the guy was like, the pilot was like, flight attendants, take your seats now. And I was like, hold, my sister has such bad flight anxiety too. Oh, and she was like gripping onto me. Like,
I always look at the flight attendants.
Yeah. You guys, you know how I knew my ex-boyfriend wasn't the one?
What?
Because we were on a flight and there was severe turbulence. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to die with him.
That no. is such a good test.
I always know what mental state I'm in because either I'm like, honestly, I could die right now. Like, I don't really care. Yeah. Or like after we did our short film, I was like, wait, I have something to look forward to. Like, I don't want to die right now. Right.
Okay. But when I'm with you guys, when I'm flying with you guys, yeah. or if I'm flying with my parents, I'm like, I literally would be okay
yeah.
if I went down because like I'm with you guys. Yeah. Like, I know it's like pure soul connection, happiness, love.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's so wow, funny. Damn, that's funny though. No, but I feel that way too.
And like, have you ever flown with somebody and you're like, oh my God, this would be like, really, have you ever thought about that?
It's not I really
have,
who which I'm with, not going to say like the time, but yes, yeah. we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, when I feel like also it's like for me, it's that what you're saying too, but also just like I have such bad anxiety. But when I'm with you guys, I don't have anxiety because you make me feel calm. Yeah. So I think that helps me too on flights or like yeah, I'm with same. My family. Like I feel calm because it's like, it's okay. You know, like I'm not going to get anxious because I'm with them.
Right.
So I think it's partly because I'm happy with them and like I feel content with them and you guys, but also because you guys just make me feel like not anxious. So I'm not really in that headspace. But I like I'm
sweet. I'm just like, I don't want them to discover my body like yeah. with this person.
Yeah. Which yeah. I get that. Yes. That's happened to
have
me
before.
Have
you guys ever like written in your notes like a, like you think you're going to die and you like write down notes to like the
I
people
that you
love?
I don't even want to go there.
I have like, I think twice.
Whoa. When? Tell it.
Wait, is there a note waiting for me?
No, I think I deleted it after because I was like embarrassed.
Wait,
I was sweet. Driving in
but
like
But was there one of me?
No, this was like back in high school.
Oh, okay.
There was like a snowstorm and
you are just so like, you're like a movie zoo. Like literally.
My life is literally a movie. Yeah. No, I think I was driving in like a really bad snowstorm and I was like, oh, I'm gonna die in this car.
Who are
I
you
was,
with?
I was like with my family. And I was like literally in the backseat, like writing a note.
You're
I was
kidding.
Like, yeah. Oh and then God. I came home and I was like, haha, that's so funny. Like,
did you write a note when we were driving to your birthday trip in upstage? She's in the back like, I love her.
No, because it's weird. Like, cars, like, do not have the same effect on me. But planes, I've thought about, like, or I've been like, what do I want my last thought to be when there's really bad turbulence?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what is my last thought going to be? And then I just try to think, like, I don't know.
You know what a trick I do on a plane to, like, get myself feeling better?
Yeah.
Is, like, I play a song that I know I'm not going to die to. I'm like, okay, if like I play what? Like that's the so climb funny. Miley Cyrus, like, yes, I could see myself like
right, it's dramatic.
Going down to
oh,
that. But if
funny.
I play like Addison Rae, there's no way that I'm going to die.
But what if you
Addison
went down
Rae?
To Addison Rae? That kind of be iconic though.
I know that's where I'm like, okay, you could kind of play it.
I would
ways.
Die happy.
My thing is, and this is like my OCD and my anxiety and whatever. I don't listen to music on planes of artists that have died.
Wait, whoa. What?
Like I will not listen to Mac Miller on a flight.
Or like anybody from like the 60s or 70s.
Who has died. It's all like current people that are alive.
And thriving. And
maybe thriving. We don't know.
That's
you don't
really
have to be.
Interesting.
But like
really
if I'm like listening to music and like somebody comes on, I'm like, oh, I know that. If I don't know that they've died or I don't know if they're alive, like that's fine. Yeah. But it's like, if I know they've died, I'm like,
no oh Amy my God. Winehouse.
And then also like oh, yeah. the no Amy Winehouse, like there's this band called the Marias and they wrote like Lovers Rock. Do you know that song?
Yes, I know that one, yeah.
And I think they died in a car crash or one of their band, they were in a car crash and
oh,
one
really?
Of their bandmates like died. So I will never listen to that band in the car.
Wow.
Ever.
That's,
but that's
just
my
don't
anxiety.
Listen
that
to
kinda makes sense.
My anxiety thing on planes is I don't like to watch anything sad or like upsetting yeah. or like a thriller movie.
Yeah.
I like to watch only happy
oh,
things.
I was
on
gonna watch Society of Snow on the plane.
I
and
was
then
too. That is like
that's like
next
worst
level
one.
Masochism.
Yeah.
Well, I was also oh when I was in Paris, I was gonna my dad like the night before. He's like, "What should we watch?" Like before we left to go back to the U.S. oh and I was like, "Oh, I really want to watch Society of Snow."
It's
and he
so
was
good.
Like, "Oh yeah, I really want to see that." And I was like, "Oh wait, absolutely not.
No,
I'm not
yeah,
watching
no.
that." And my sister's like, "I can't even be in the other room with you guys watching."
That's
that.
Like watching
no.
that. What is it called? Sully. Remember that movie with the New York City? he crashes the plane in the ocean.
I don't remember that.
It's Tom, yes, Tom Hanks.
Yes, yes. And he, in the Hudson or yeah, whatever. Hudson. Yeah.
Well, it's actually good. He like,
yeah, they live.
They live. Oh, but okay. It's like one of the, you know, craziest realistic plane crash movies. And that would be like the worst thing.
I don't even need to like.
I need like a rom-com, yes, or like a 2000.
That's when I watch like the like reality TV shows. That I watched. Just, yeah. Mindless.
Anyone But You. Wait, is that what it's called?
I know, I always forget. Yeah, Anyone But You. Like, me and Zoo watched that.
Airplane movie.
Wait, can we talk about it really quickly?
Because I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
There's no spoilers. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to give a spoiler. Not that, like, you probably know what happens.
Yeah, it's very predictable.
I don't really even know the plot.
Me and Zoo were excited because I love a bad rom-com. Mm-hmm. I love any type of that sort of genre. But it wasn't even, like, bad good.
No, it was just, like, bad, like average bad.
Like, I just like all the drama behind it with like all of their spouses and whatever. I just feel like that was distracting me so much.
They had no chemistry.
They had zero chemistry.
So that whole like thing really? They were doing, with them flirting in the interviews, it did not translate.
Yeah, no. I
was kind of mad they took Natasha Bedingfield's song. Like, that made me a little upset.
Oh my god! That song is like. They are using that song to just cushion the weight of like how bad the movie is. Like everything is on Natasha's shoulders.
Held it up. Yeah. God, somebody needs to like give her a break.
This scene isn't working. Let's play Unwritten in the background.
Because it's such a good song that like, you are kind of like, okay, I am kind of like forgetting like how bad this movie is and like how the plot.
What
just
is
it? Makes no sense.
They just like get together.
They like hate each other basically. And classic. They're like, it's their.
But, like, they hate each other just because they haven't talked about it, which is really bothersome because it could have been solved so easily. But
it's
they
like, have a conversation.
Haven't talked about what?
Such hatred that they hate each other? Because they had a one-night stand together.
Oh. And then, like, kind of had, like, a misunderstanding of, like, the person.
I guess a lot of rom-coms are, like, it's a misunderstanding. But this one was just, like...
It was, like, kind of ridiculous.
It's a little, like, it's such a... I mean, all of them are a stretch, but this one...
It just was so like, unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. Also, they go... This is just so funny... Like, the wedding that they attend is in Australia. Why?
There's no reason for it to be
zero reason why they had to film this movie in Australia, other than, like, I guess that's a fun trip for the actors. Yeah. Like, it would be such a fun movie to be in. But why?
No, there's no reason.
Because maybe because that spider scene, they had to have the spider scene, and it made more sense in Australia with their big spiders.
I don't even, like, remember the spider scene.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, it's not. Also, I'm sorry, but Sydney Sweeney was not right for the role at all.
Who do you think would have been better?
Like Zoe Deutsch, like anyone who like is in comedic. That like rom-com, she's too like, she's kind of like typecast as like the teenage annoying girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she plays that like, oh, I hate like my parents, like everything's annoying, like so well. Like her in White Lotus, she's such perfect. A good actor. Yeah. She's so perfect. But yeah, it's not. She doesn't have the comedic thing.
Yeah, you need like good comedic timing.
Because I love, do you remember watching that movie, The Setup, with Zoe Deutsch and him? And it's the guy in this movie.
Yeah.
That was so good because they had great chemistry. She's so funny and not like, you know, Sydney Sweeney looks like a model. So you're just like, she's so beautiful. But Zoe Deutsch kind of has that thing where she's like a little bit like can be awkward and kind of.
Or even like Jennifer Lawrence was in that other rom-com. Like, I feel like she's good at doing like the rom-com.
Have you watched that? I wanted to watch that.
Wait, I did. It's also one of those that it's like.
The one where she like is hired as like the fake girlfriend or whatever. Okay,
it's fine. I haven't seen that. I mean, it's like a rom-com. It's not my favorite one.
Worse or better than this one?
Slightly better.
Oh,
that's not like I don't
want to
watch either.
Oh my god! But it's just so exciting. You're really selling it.
No, it also has that thing where there's like Maneater is like the song of the movie, and they keep going back to that. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, god. It's like such a crutch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just miss like. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but can I talk about
please?
Let's talk show about
that I do really good media. Television. Yeah.
Good let's talk about good content for the plane like and anytime.
Yeah. that transition.
I really liked it. Yeah. It was smooth, actually.
Pamela's Garden of Eden.
Period.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. So I don't know why the show doesn't have more hype. I'm trying to like sell it to you guys. I am slowly chipping away at just getting you guys to consume everything that I consume. And I got you to start watching 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
You to start reading.
I watched 6 Feet Under.
Oh, and you too. And you're reading A Court of Thorns and Roses.
ACOTAR.
ACOTAR. Literally Rise.
Literally Girls Unite.
Yeah. And now I just need you guys to watch Pamela's Garden of Eden and my life will be complete. It's on Hulu and it's a home renovation show. except it's starring Pamela Anderson, so what could be better?
Wait, when did it come out?
So good.
When did it come out?
Let me get my finger on my nose. There's two seasons.
Like around 2014 is like what I'm imagining.
No, it's recent.
What? Recent.
It like just came out.
Like now.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Oh, I thought this was like vintage. I thought like vintage, like The Hills or something vibe.
No.
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
It's her now. She's thriving. She's like, you know, did you watch the documentary?
Yes.
She's like embraced who she is. No makeup. She like lives on this farm in Canada, and she's just like living her best life. And she just wears like, she wears no shoes, flowy white dresses.
My dream.
She prances around like a little
I just, fairy.
I just want to be rich enough to be able to just do that. No shoes, awesome. Flowy dresses, house somewhere in the middle of nowhere, renovating
it. It's so good. And it's really inspiring. I'm just like, wow, one day I just want to have like all these acres of land. Yeah. She has this beautiful like rose garden in the middle, and she's vegan. So she just like eats all of her like vegetables in the garden.
Why are you going to the farmer's market?
Well, you know, she's trying to be Pam. But she's also cool because she's still like Pamela Anderson. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I want this boathouse to be sexy, and like I want a heart-shaped tub in it, but it's also shabby chic like farmhouse. Yeah. She's just so unique. I just am obsessed with her.
I want to watch it so
I need to watch it.
Please watch.
Is it like, is there drama?
There's drama because of course she's so iconic. She marries the contractor
during the renovation.
Before the show starts, okay. She has just married the contractor who's helping on the project, Dan. Yeah. And apparently halfway through the show, they separate. I'm not there yet, are having a lot of arguments right now. Oh, no. And she keeps being like,
film it?
Oh, yeah, they film it. And he's annoying. If anyone watches the show, like, you know, you'll see. He gets on your nerves so much because, like, she has all these dreams and he's always like, no. And he'll just start, like, building something that's not what she said she wanted. Yeah. And you're like,
listen to her.
Shut the fuck up. Also, you should kiss the ground she walks on.
He's
you
like are married like to Pamela Anderson.
I'm sorry. You're just like this random ass guy. And you're married to Pamela Anderson. I know. Like, think you're lucky stars.
Not only you're married to Pamela Anderson, but you are going to have access to this gorgeous, amazing house that she is designing. Like,
that's
dream life.
Yeah.
Dream
money life that she's putting into. Yeah. Like, anyways, he's really annoying me. I don't know why he's upset. He's living the best life. But she keeps being like, oh, this is why relationships end, like home renovation.
Yeah, don't do it within the first year.
Yeah. Also, it's like they're working together. That's a really bad idea.
Yeah, too much time.
But she keeps being like, oh, yeah, when we're going to bed at night, all he can talk about is, you know, what we shouldn't do with the renovation, what we should do. And it's like ruining everything. So yeah. I think it's going downhill right now. So there's drama.
Oh, my gosh.
And okay. She has all these grand ideas. And then all the people working on the project are like, trying to meet her deadlines and trying to like make her dream a reality, but it's like stressful. So
it's okay. Really, I'm excited.
Yeah. That's my obsession lately.
I'll put it on my list.
I really, really want to see that. I'm obsessed right now with, totally unrelated, but bag charms, charms on my bag.
Ooh, I love charm.
I'm cute. So obsessed with selling zoo. I just like love bag charms. And I'm also really obsessed with no makeup and just lipstick.
Very Whoa. French of you.
I'm very French because I was in Paris Bonjour. And I was like, everybody,
I love the way they do that.
They are just so gorgeous. Does everybody not look good
on there. Me, but I love it on them.
But I'm just like, everybody's gorgeous. I'm like, what is it about them that like makes them like look so just like naturally, effortlessly beautiful?
Yeah.
Nobody wears makeup. They just all put so much effort into their skincare. Mm-hmm. They have great skin and then they just wear lipstick.
Yeah.
So you have great skin and lipstick.
So put it's together.
Like, that's what I'm on right
and
now.
And they're eating really good butter. So they're really happy. And
And they probably have access to the cheese that you've been wanting and it would probably change your life. Yeah. But they're eating it daily.
Yes.
Yeah. I also think just life in Europe is happier, but.
Yeah. It's true.
Should we talk about how much we hate ourselves?
That's
a great segue. Yeah, so
this week has been an interesting week.
I think my life has been an interesting life. Yeah. I don't think it's just limited to this week. I just think it's been a lifelong struggle for me.
This week it was like hitting though.
There must be something in like the astrology because I think a lot of people have been feeling this way.
I feel like I should look it up.
Especially this week. I don't know what it is. I think something's in retrograde.
I guess wintertime, like you're more like pale or you're more like,
but like, I think we're almost on the end of winter time. Like I should have already, it should have been passed. No, you know,
it always hits me like beginning of March. That's like, it's when it hits me the most.
Well, okay, basically I have this book on my bedside window nook not even table. It's the Jeanette McCurdy. Happy my mom died or something.
I'm glad my mom died.
And my mom and I have issues, but I love her. But we've been in therapy for a while.
Oh my God, though. Okay. Yeah.
And when we got back from Paris, my parents had to like stay for an extra night because they didn't want to go back to Maine. So they slept in my apartment. I slept at my boyfriend's and nothing in my apartment was askew. Everything was perfect except this one book on my bedside window thing that was like, I'm happy my mom died.
I'm glad my mom died. A Thorn of Corns and Roses.
Okay, guys, I'm not good at this stuff, but it was kind of pulled out a little bit and I was like, oh no. She like definitely thought I was like reading something that was like wishing that she was dead or something. And then we talked about it. What to do when you
hate your mom.
Yeah, and then we talked about it and she was like crying. She's like, I thought you hated me. Anyway, then we had this whole talk and she thought that I hated her or whatever, but I was trying to explain to her that it was actually just a memoir. But I brought this book up with G and Zoo when we got a drink and it just like started this whole conversation about ourselves.
Well, yeah, because I was like, had all these auditions this week and I'm doing this acting class that's on camera. So you like watch it back with the whole group and you're just, it's like you do your scene and then there's a big TV facing like 12 students. And then you watch the scene back that you just did.
That's like torture.
It kind of is. And obviously you're watching it to, it's for a good reason to be like, okay, what should we fix for the next, like, what did you do? You know? And you shouldn't be looking at it being like, how does my double chin look? How does my nose look? You know, that's not the freaking point. We're not at like Wilhelmina Models. It's acting.
But you should be.
But I was just like looking at all of the things. I wasn't even looking at my performance. I was like looking at all the things I hate about myself. And I was like, ah, everyone's watching this. I'm watching this. Is that what they're seeing? Whatever. And I was just saying how unnatural it is for my job, especially how often I have to look at myself.
Yeah.
I edit all my self-tape auditions and send them in. And you used to just go into the room, do your audition, leave. And now it's like, I'm seeing how I look. I'm like, it's so hard not to critique how you look. You can say, oh, let me just try to watch this in an unbiased way.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're going to be looking and being critical to yourself. Because, like, how can you not?
Especially when they're, like, judging you kind of based off of, like, your appearance. And, like, if you look right for the role or, like, if it's, they're, like, judging you as a, I mean, obviously your acting abilities, but part of that is, like, how you present yourself.
It's a visual medium, too. So, you are, like, you know, there's certain things of, oh, you don't want a hair, like, sticking out because it's distracting from, like, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, I called my mom when I was, like, feeling down about it. And she was like, you know, the best actors, it's, like, the reason they're appealing is because they're not perfect. Because you're trying to be a real person. You're not trying to be.
We were just talking about this with Sydney Sweeney and, like, that, like, movie. It's, like, she was like, I mean, obviously like, they're all great actors and stuff, but it's like having somebody in that role who's real, who like feels real, like that is like so appealing. Whereas like somebody who's like so perfect, like Sydney Sweeney and like feels very like unattainable to like look like her, like maybe she wasn't right for that role. It's like, there's a place for everybody, you know, and there's a place for every look and there's a place for like, if you're super gorgeous and you're like model quality, whatever, or if like you maybe could like, I don't want to say like you can't be a model. That's not what I'm trying to say. But you know what I mean?
Like look more normal.
Yeah. Like there's a place for every level of beauty and every level of everything.
But I also feel like there's a huge double standard with like men and women in the industry. It's like, okay, you can be an ugly guy and be a super successful actor or be like a little bit like oversized. Mm-hmm. But for women, I feel like you have to be like skinny and you do have to kind of be like beautiful to a certain degree.
Yeah.
There is unspoken like rule kind of maybe people aren't going to say it as much as they would. I mean, not just a couple years ago, casting directors would be like perfect, but you have to drop, you know, 5 pounds or 10 pounds per
which
role.
Is
like,
crazy that it hasn't even been that long.
Very common thing. Now they're not going to say it, but like
they're just not going to hire
you. They're not going to hire you and you should just know, you know,
that's why you didn't get it.
Look better. Yeah basically. Or you know, and then you've got actors who I think most of the time are probably like such perfectionists and you're trying to do your best. And so that can come out in like controlling the way you look, which is not
Yeah.
Good.
But. And it's also just so hard. It's like when you have an opportunity or something that you want so badly and some career or movie or whatever it is, like, and the reason why you're not getting it is because of how you look or because of something that you can hypothetically control, you know, because then you're like, why am I not? I should go and get that plastic surgery, or I should go and drop like 15 pounds. Like, I feel like there isn't an, I mean, there's some, but there aren't many other career paths where it's like the reason you didn't get it is in your control. Do you know what I mean? It's like for something more corporate, yeah, you could take a course or you could like learn more, get your master's or whatever, but that's not like appearance wise. Whereas like acting, sometimes when you don't get a role and what we're saying of like not like looking the part or being 5 pounds like heavier, like that's something that's like so in your control. So then it's almost harder because you're like, I could have gotten this if I would have just sacrificed something.
No.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't think that like if you did a certain thing that you would get a role.
But I'm saying like,
because you don't know, it's so out of your control.
I guess
you could think that, but you never know what they want. So that's why it's such like a, I think that a lot of times that sort of like control, trying to control your body is because life feels so out of control. Mm-hmm. And especially in an industry like acting where it's even more out of your control than a normal industry. Because you don't know what they want at all. You don't know if they want blue eyes or brown eyes or blonde hair or whatever. You try to control it by like controlling yourself. So
I think like everyone has like ugly weeks. Like I feel like I have like whenever I'm about to get my period the week before, for some reason, I just always feel ugly, like so ugly. And that's not like a bad thing. Like I know it's going to happen like every month, but I think the difference between like me and you is like, I'll just like, then I just like don't focus on my appearance or like, I won't take photos of myself or I won't maybe look in the mirror as much. Cause I know it might upset me.
Right.
But it's like, you literally can't escape it.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I can be like, you know, I go to work. It's not about like looking at myself. It's like, I'm focused on something else. But you can't like get away from that.
Yeah.
And we also like live in such an age like where we are just like looking at ourselves so often. Like we're taking photos, we're vlogging, you're doing auditions, you're taping them. It's like everything that we do. And then we're all also vlogging. So it's like I see myself in like your videos and I see myself in your videos and I see myself in my videos. And it's just like all encompassing, like just looking at yourself.
Mm. It's not normal for humans to like look at ourselves as much.
Well, think about like mirrors.
Yeah.
That wasn't like
a thing
in the early ages of humans, you know, there wasn't like a mirror was like a luxury too, to like be able to look into a mirror. So I don't know. I think that it does alter your brain chemistry in a way to like see yourself that much. You have to like, and that's what I was grappling with this week when I was feeling this way. And I was like, you know, zooming in on myself and looking at all these things that I hated about myself was like, okay, cool. You feel that way, but like, how do you accept it? I don't know what the answer is, but like, how do you move forward? Because I do like the industry that I'm in. I like it because it makes me happy. I don't want it to like affect my mental health to the point where like, I feel like this about myself a lot.
Yeah.
But like how, you know, what are some like tools? Like what are some active ways that like when you're feeling that way about yourself, you can like, you know,
make yourself feel better.
Yeah, make yourself feel better because it's so hard. It just sucks.
Did you think of anything? Like,
not really. I mean, like, kind of. Cicely was said something the other night at dinner that I thought was really great, which was like, when you're a lot older, you're gonna look back and be like, oh my god, why was I hating the way I looked then? I was like, beautiful, perfect, gorgeous. You know, youthful, young.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I was kind of thinking about like, well, actually, wait, I screenshotted a thing. I was reading this book. Have you guys heard of this book called The Four Agreements?
Yeah, I have heard of that.
It's really good. It's Don Miguel Ruiz. And it's kind of like a spiritual, you know, sort of book, but I've been reading it in the morning. And he was sort of talking about like awareness and like, basically, if you think about reality and like social conditioning as like a collective dream, okay, so we all like believe a thing, right? Like it's, we all believe that like there's this conventional body type that we should have, of how our face should look, like what beauty is. And if you just think of that as like a dream and you think about like waking up from that and being like, well, I believe something else. I believe that I am like beautiful in this shell that I'm wearing for this. If you believe in like, you know, maybe multiple lives or something. Right now, this is the avatar that I've been given. This is the shell that I've been given. It's not who I am. Mm-hmm. Like not identifying with your appearance.
Yeah.
So much. And I feel like that's a good way to try to let go.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like the dream is, it's not a dream that we all want, but it's like almost like a nightmare that we're all like in and then we have to like wake up from and like.
Like everyone can live in hell, which would be believing this collective thing that keeps us like down and keeps us sad and negative. I mean,
it's all capitalism. It's like people want us to like buy the beauty products so that like.
Right.
They get money, and so they market us to want to be this, like, beautiful image that they have.
And he calls it, like, black magic.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has cast spells on us, basically. And if you choose, which you can, it's just being, like, aware of it. It's just, like, waking up, being aware, okay, that's a dream.
Yeah.
This is, you know, that's hell. You can bring yourself into heaven by being, like, no, like, rejecting that.
Yeah.
And like,
right.
Well, I don't buy into that. I don't identify with that. Yeah. This is who I am.
It's like, I totally agree with that, but it's like so hard. Also,
yeah, it's
like,
easier said than done.
When you like live in a world where like every single like turn you take is like a reminder of who you are and like how you fit in or how you don't fit in or whatever. It's like, it's just like, how do you like wake up from that nightmare? It's like, I don't know.
I think it's like a continuous thing is the other thing. It's also like, it's like totally practice is. Because all of these things that are in our mind, these agreements that we've made are just habits. And they're habits. I'm not blaming our parents because it's not their fault because it's the agreements that they were taught. But they grew up with a certain, you know, set of beliefs. Mm-hmm. They just passed it along to us and then we could keep passing it along and then the cycle continues. But if we just once in a while kind of like wake up like, oh, okay, my mom said this thing to me one time. That's not true. That's just a dream.
Yeah.
Like, the reality is that this thing, it's not, like, who I am.
Yeah.
My face, that's it's just
not really
a thing.
What matters, yeah.
It's not really what matters.
I think it's also hard, too, like, not even to mention us looking at ourselves all the time, but I think just, like, living in a city, too, is so difficult when you're, like, dealing with body image, because it's, like, I think of, like, even Maine, like, where we grew up, it's, like, nobody... People probably are still in that and they probably still like look at themselves in the mirror and like would wish to change something, but it doesn't hold as much weight. You know, it's like, it's not as important. People are just living their lives.
Yeah.
I feel like in smaller towns or places that aren't cities, it's like, it is more about like what's in here. And it is more about like your soul and like who you are that people appreciate and like feel and look at. And it's like less about what you actually look like. Whereas in cities, it's like, you just are so used to like judging people just on like what you see. And it's like harder for it to like access inside.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because it like takes longer to get in there rather than just like assess somebody from the outside. And like in a city, we're just like seeing people all the time. And like, whereas a small town, you're like bonding with people, learning about people, maybe seeing people more often, like growing relationships and connections. I don't know. It's just so hard.
Do affirmations? I know like everyone says to like the way to solve this is to like give yourself affirmations and to look into the mirror and be like, I am beautiful. I am strong. But that I feel like has never, that just feels like a joke to me. Like if I were to try to do that, I don't know. It just has never worked for me. And maybe I just haven't tried it, but I'm curious if you guys have like, what do you think about that?
There was like a time where I tried this thing, which is like so embarrassing, but like,
Your woman mirror.
Well, not my woman mirror, which is right behind me though, but it was, I was like probably a TikTok trend or something where it's like you print out a baby picture of yourself and you put it on your mirror.
I do love that.
And I did that for a while.
That TikTok trend that actually honestly makes me emotional. Like, I see it, like I look after.
Yeah.
I literally am like, I started to tear up because guys, we're like, we are all
I think about my sister and I'm like, the thought of her thinking those things about herself.
I know.
That just like destroys
and
me.
And why wouldn't you feel the same way about yourself? Like, why don't you have as much like care and compassion for your own self?
That is so true.
But that's like the one TikTok thing that I did that like, I feel like it did something. Like I printed out the picture of me with like all my clips in. I just like thought I looked so good. And I was like, just wasn't thinking about what anybody else thought. And I think it was so evident that photo that I just like did not give a shit about what anybody else was thinking. Cause I had like makeup on and like random shit and 15,000 clips in my hair. And I like had that on my mirror for a while, but it is just like, it like wasn't enough, you know, if that makes sense. Like it just,
it was, kind of got used to it.
I got used to seeing it there. And I just think the world is so hard. And these things that we're supposed to look like, or these things that we're taught, or these hard things that happen, like with like body image and whatever in life, it's, they're just too strong. Like it's such a big curse that
that's what it is.
A picture of me on my mirror is not going to solve it.
It's embedded. Like it is so deeply embedded that it's like, it's a constant. It's constant. And that, well, one thing with the word of affirmation things, you know, I think it's hard to like get behind that. I think, you know, I don't know. You have to find something that works for you. Yeah. But like in this book, for example, one of his agreements that he teaches is like being impeccable with your word. And like what he kind of means by that is like how we all know, like manifestation, words have the power to do great harm or like great good. Right. Like he was like talking about Hitler, not to get like too deep here, but like he was talking about Hitler, how like,
I was like just having a full conversation with Hitler.
Really?
With my dad,
But like, think about it. Like, his words were so powerful. Mm-hmm. They were able to make normal people commit atrocities.
Yeah.
Like, to a degree that is like monstrous, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if word is that powerful, like the things that we think even about ourselves, the things that we, if I say to you, oh my God, I feel fat today, or I look fat in that photo, or I whatever, like, that is creating my reality. Yeah. So, I don't know. It can get a little woo-woo. Like, I feel like I tend to get a little woo-woo because I am a little woo-woo, but it's true. Like, words are powerful. So,
and if you start thinking stuff about yourself, like, you believe it. Like, you start believing it. So that I do, I try not to, like, think negative things about myself. Or, like, I try to, like, say positive things or, like, think positive things because I think then I start to believe it.
Yeah. For me, it's like I'm good, I'm good, I'm good for, like, a couple of weeks.
Until I'm not.
Until I'm just not. Like, something happens. Like, I'm not strong enough
to, I'll put on an outfit and I'll be like, my arms look terrible in that.
I'll put on jeans that, like, used to fit me and just don't button. And I'm like, okay, so we're done with that. Like, so we're gonna go
crawl out.
Yeah, we're gonna go hate ourselves for a little bit. Like, it's just like, it is like what you guys are saying. It's just so constant that it's like, you have to just continue to like wake up from the dream or continue to talk to yourself nicely or continue to put pictures of like yourself as a baby around the room. Like, it's almost like you have to put your shields up in like every sense of like your life in order to like protect yourself.
Yeah. Like, seriously, you have to go. It's so, it's a constant battle, but the battle is against everyone who's like living in this, in this like distorted dreamland. And then you have to go out there and be like, I can do it. I'm going to like fight against this and keep like reminding myself all these things.
And it's like, it's smart, but like they're smarter, whatever they is. I don't know. It's like these demons coming into my brain, but like, I feel like I envision, I have like a battlefield, you know, and like I have like my castle and like all my walls are around it. And I'm like, okay, I put my guards on that place. I put my guards over there. Like, okay, I put my baby picture of myself over there. Yeah. I don't do negative self-talk over here just so like nothing can kind of like penetrate like myself or like my castle or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, you have to have so many layers of positive, like positive things that you do in your life to like even come close to like breaking the cycle.
Yeah.
It's like cushioning yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and also just, I think what I do is like, okay, this is a thought. I'm feeling it. Yeah. And I'm just going to let it pass. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to act on it.
Right.
Like, I am going to acknowledge that it's there and then just like let it flow down the stream.
Yeah. And that it's not real.
It's not real.
It's a story.
Yes.
I'm like telling myself a story of like, my face looks weird there. Yeah. I like don't like the way I look. I'm not good enough, whatever it is. Yeah. And then my mom will, you know, tell me, oh, you're like so beautiful. Or one of you guys will be like, you're so funny. Or you remind yourself, you know, other people tell you these things. Mm-hmm. But it's like, can you tell yourself those things?
Yeah.
It's way harder to do that. But like looking in the mirror and then like picking out something that I do like about myself. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I really, my eye color looks nice today. Like whatever it is. Yeah. And then just like appreciating what you have. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, it does, it feels like a silly thing to complain about, but it really can sometimes feel like the biggest thing in the whole world, especially as women.
Yeah.
Because it's like your body, you're in it all the time. It's like your face, you're like looking at people. Kids, it's what you present. Yeah.
I actually saw Lexi Lombard. She did a TikTok the other day and she was like, these are five things I love about myself, like about my appearance. And I just thought that was so great because I feel like so much of my time is focused on things I hate about myself.
Yeah.
And I never think about what I actually do love about myself. It's like crazy. There are things that I do love about myself.
I'm trying to like think of five for myself. I don't know.
Well, that's it's hard, like, but it's a good practice.
That's really good.
You know, Olivia O'Brien.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok of her where she was like, I have a photo album of all of the things that she hates about herself. When she sees a photo, she screenshots it and zooms in on it.
No.
And then adds it to a photo album.
Are you serious?
And she's like the most gorgeous.
She's like stunning.
Girl. What? And it's just so interesting to me because I'm like, wow. So that's something that she shared.
Yeah.
Imagine how many other people that we look up to, we think are like the ideal body type, the ideal face, whatever. They feel the same way.
Also, yeah. Like,
that's what's crazy to me.
Bella Hadid is never probably like, oh my God, I don't love this about myself. I don't like this. Yeah. And she is like stunning, gorgeous, literally the blueprint.
And has had so much plastic surgery to make herself that. Like, and she probably does.
They said she has like the most symmetrical like face on the planet or something. Yeah. And she's still insecure. So it's kind of, that's why I think I say like, I think of myself as a 40-year-old woman looking back on myself now. And I'm like, because and that is kind of just me like putting my hands up at my age now and being like, I, whatever, you know, like I can't, it's not really worth like feeling so bad about myself or feeling like so insecure or whatever, because I'm just like, literally I can't do anything about it. So like kind of whatever, this is me, take it or leave it. And like, that's maybe not like self-love like necessarily, but it's like,
it's a start though,
kind of to just like, as I can get in this moment. I'm just like, whatever, it's me. And like, that's that, I don't know. That's like
this
how
is
I do literally, it.
Like, this is the body I have. This is the face I was given.
Yeah. Or even when I look back to like a couple years ago and there are like some photos where I literally could not look at them because I was like, I look so bad. Mm-hmm. And I look at those photos. I'm like, what was I thinking? I look great here. And it just makes me like, think, why did I waste all that time hating myself?
That's another thing though too. It's like, okay, yes, it can be used for good, like in that case, but like looking back, like having access to like old photos,
oh my God,
can
also just toxic. Be
like so freaking toxic, because I'll
and
look
like
back.
And like times in your life, you're like oh, not even like how like you look
so much better here, or like better, whatever that even means.
Yeah,
I know.
Like literally, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm like so happy right now. I'm so content. I'm healthy. Like that's the most important thing. I'm healthy. Have all my limbs. Like, it's just, it really is like such a
but
silly
also
thing.
You just like, you just like can never ever win. And like, for me, it's like my biggest insecurity is probably like just my body, period. Like just like my general body. Yeah. And it's like, I'm always in this mindset of like, okay, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. Like I'm always wanting to lose weight. But like when I was my skinniest, which was like very fucking skinny, I was so insecure and I felt so fat. So it's like, you literally can never win.
Like, or you think like, oh my God, if I was just like a couple pounds lighter and I like had abs, I would be happier.
I would be happier. But like, I had that. I did have that, and I was happy.
Yeah, you were
I was less happy. I was like really actually sad. So like,
you always think like, once I get to this point, I'm going to be happier.
Exactly. And that's why
never happens.
That's why I just like, literally this is all I have for my life. It's like, whatever, because I can try to control it and I have controlled it in the past and I was so unhappy. So it's like, where do we go from here? We don't know. We just kind of have to like roll with what we have and be as happy as we can. And that's like just my mindset of like, this is me, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I'm like done. Living in the present moment.
Exactly.
Just being like,
and like life is like so short, you know, it's like, it's so short. And our youth is so short that it's like, why am I fucking wasting it?
Yeah.
Worrying about like, oh my God, do my pants fit?
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, my friend's mom one day told us, she was like, this is the best that you're ever going to look in your life.
Oh my God.
And that made me feel so bad because I was like, I feel so bad about myself. I feel so ugly. I feel like the worst that I've ever felt. If this is the best I'm going to feel in my life, like, it's just awful.
But also, it's like, that's almost like a toxic thing to say too, because so, like my mom says all the time, kind of negative things about like aging and how she hates like being old and all these things that it's like, I don't know. What if we were able to like think about, oh, you're going to be like all these different versions of beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like all throughout your life. It's like when you get to 40, you're going to have like all this like wisdom in your eyes. Like you are going to be,
I think being old is so beautiful.
I think it is too.
As a society, we are so ageist. It's like,
it's insane.
You are your most beautiful at 20 years old. And like, then you start getting ugly and wrinkles and like get all these things to like prevent aging. It's like, that is not like, I would love to have wrinkles. It shows that I've lived a full life. It shows that I've like smiled and been in the sun. And I don't know. I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to age. And
because I even think like looking back at photos of myself, like when we were in college and thinking, oh, I love my body or whatever it is that I liked about myself. I like look at my face and I'm like, oh my gosh, my eyes. I'm like, she like hasn't, she's so innocent. She hasn't experienced like the stuff that I've experienced now. I'm like, I'm different now. I have all this like wisdom. I even in few year, 4 years. You have like so much more wisdom. Like think about how wise, many stories you're going to have, how many places your feet are going to have taken you when you're like 40, 50 years old. It's like, it's beautiful.
And it's like Pamela Anderson, like she's still as beautiful as she was in like her 20s.
And she's doesn't wear makeup. Or
even more beautiful because like more she's beautiful. Like lived all these lives.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you look like. It's like what's inside.
That's like also, it makes me just like feel, I just like love seeing, and it's kind of a rare thing. I love just seeing older people like so happy and content with like their lives and themselves and like not trying to hide something. And like that also like is something that gives me like a little bit of hope, or like for some reason makes me feel better about myself. Cause I'm like, there are people out there that just don't give a shit, you know, like they're old and they're beautiful and they're smart and they're happy. And like, I'm like, I just want to get there. Like, that's just where I'm like heading, you know?
Yeah, I know. And it's like, okay,
and that's it.
How can we be there now? Like we can try to like be there now and then like fight the noise of like our own selves. And then also like everything else. Cause it's just, I it's like, is social media the problem? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it just like the world we live in? I don't know what the direct problem is. I think it's a collection of things.
Many things.
It's kind of like, it's like as if you're walking down the New York streets and like all the people that are throwing up, like that's all like the negative thoughts.
Literally.
And you're just like, okay, I just got to keep walking forward and make sure to my
destination. That's a great analogy.
I can't even see the throw up. I'm just looking straight.
Like, that keep your eyes forward.
It's like, it's always going to be there, but you just got to keep going.
I know. So true. There's like people right there doing heroin.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep your eyes forward.
It's a crazy man talking.
But I also think it's just like, I think what helps me too is just like having friends like you guys, because it's like, you guys are just like, you're real, you know? And it's like, you're not trying to be something that you're not. And you're like always reminding me that I'm beautiful and I'm talented and I'm smart. And like, I feel good around you. Mm. And when I'm around you guys, like, I don't think about my body. I don't think about my face. I don't think about, unless like, we're like going through photos or like something. We were just going through like blah, blah, blah photos, but I don't like, I'm not insecure around you guys. And like, it's very nice to be able to like have people that you can just take your guards down and not have to look like straight ahead. You know, you can just be like there with them. And just like, I look at you and I'm like, you're the best. And I look at you and I'm like, you're literally the best. And like, I know you look at me and you're like, you're the best. So it's just like, us looking at each other in such positive lights, I think just shines like a big rainbow over us, you know?
It's so true. Yeah. And I mean, God, like think about people that don't have that around them, or friends, they have like, you know, those friendships where it's like, you feel like you're like competing against each other. Like that, I think that would be really hard. We are like so lucky that we have like a very healthy, like friendship dynamic and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's really hard. I mean, even like, I feel like that's why I tended not to be friends with like actors, other actors. Cause I do feel like there would always be that like underlying, like maybe competition thing. Yeah. Even if you like try to avoid it, I think it would be subconsciously like, you know? It's nice that we all do different things.
No, it is really
so nice. I always am like, and I think that is like, everybody's like, oh my God, you guys have ever like conflict? I'm like, no, because I think we're just like all in like our own lane, you know, like doing our own things, and we're all like supporting each other within those lanes. And I think there's like not
any women supporting women. No, I think the important thing, like there's no real solution to this, but I think it's important to like, you're like, we're not alone. Like everyone feels this way and everyone's going through it.
I also think it's good to talk about it because you guys, I was like this past week when I was like feeling this way, I was stewing in my bed by myself.
Yeah. Start to spiral.
You start to spiral. You're looking up medical spas nearby.
We've all done it, girl.
We've all been there. Okay. And then you're like, how much? And
you're
then
$20,000.
Okay. Okay, that was me waking myself up from the dream, and yeah. I was like, I'm gonna call my mom. That's a good place to start.
Yeah. Because
mother is gonna tell you that she loves you and that yeah. you're beautiful, like no matter yeah. what.
But and also, then, mothers can sometimes be like the hardest ones too.
Yeah, it depends on the yeah. mother that you have, too. Yeah. You know, yeah. But also, like then getting dinner with you guys and then just like telling you how I was yeah, feeling. Yeah. That feels so good to just like
feel so good.
Just saying something out loud.
Yeah,
even if it's like off your shoulders, yes. and it's like you think you're so alone, and then you're like,
yeah,
I'm not. You yeah. know, like I'm literally not. Also, like,
and once you speak it, it's just like.
It becomes less real. It's yes. almost like you're like releasing it. It's like oh this God, yes. like voice inside you that you just have to like let go.
Unleash.
That's how I felt. I yeah, was literally yeah. like, it's like you almost like vomit it out. And then you're like, wait, that wasn't as like yeah. crazy as I was like making it up to be in my head. Like,
wait, everybody
like,
else is feeling yeah. this too? Okay.
Yeah. So I write in my journal. I'm like writing all my problems. Mm-hmm. And then I write it down. I'm like, wait, this actually is
I'm over. Actually relax. Yeah. No, it's so true.
Like, but at the beginning of my journal entries, I'll be like, and at the end, I'm like, well, anyway, okay. Thank you so much for like listening. Like, that's it. Like, I've solved it.
Do you guys like sign off from your journals?
No, I kind of just leave.
I kind of just leave. Well, I'm like, I think.
See you later.
that's a pretty intense sign off.
I guess I do kind of.
I say kind regards. No, just kidding.
Warmly. Sincerely.
Best.
I actually say X.
Gotta be that.
Wait, you're just giving actually? A little hug. Yeah. I love that. I feel like I'm writing yeah. to my future self because if anyone were to read it, it's myself. So I'm like,
yeah,
I'm writing. I don't know who I'm writing to, but it's not my future self. Wait, it's really? Like some like mythical like creature. Oh, I don't know.
That works.
Yeah. It's, I'm always like, well, it's today, and I'm like, and as you know, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, who knows? Who is that?
Wait, that's actually. Yeah.
But it's really kind of crazy. It's like yeah. I feel like this is so off topic, but like I'm so used to that like mythical like whatever you or whatever because I have OCD, so it's like. In my head for OCD, it's like, if I don't do this, blah, 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 is like, blank is going to do this or blah, blank, blah, blah, blah. blah. So I think I'm just like used to that like mysterious thing in my life of, I don't know what it is or who it is, but like this like thing, like this orb.
It's like the controlling, yeah. it's like the all knowing controlling yeah. thing.
And like, I don't know if I like a godlike figure.
Yeah. But in my OCD, it's not good. I don't want God there, you know, but kind of like a God figure because they could
like the change universe. My life.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, I don't do this four times.
Yeah.
They're going to. Do something bad, you know?
Right.
So I don't think that's who I'm writing to in my journal. I would hope not, but I'm used to having like that mysterious like presence yeah. in my life. So I think I just like, I put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess we all probably have that in like yeah. some way. We're like,
maybe it's your inner thought. I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. it's like you're the voice in your head.
Because your yeah. future self, if you're writing to your future self, they would be all knowing.
Yeah.
That is true.
They'd have yeah. wisdom in those
they
eyes.
They would know a lot more than you yeah. do at this moment. They're going to yeah. be like, honey,
I wouldn't go there.
You're not going to marry him.
Yeah. You shouldn't go there.
Yeah. You're going to actually divorce him.
Like, you're going to get laid off from that job, so don't get too yeah. comfortable with that one.
Yeah, don't worry about that apartment yeah, because it's going to get infested with cockroaches.
You know
what?
Don't even stress yeah. about wanting that. You know, don't. It's okay. Yeah. You know, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
That is what's funny. Like, stuff that you stress about and then, like, thinking into the future and then being God. Like, wow, that's... not gonna matter.
Yeah.
I wanted that apartment so badly and then I couldn't wait to get the hell out of yeah, that fucking yeah. apartment.
Were you get a bad haircut?
Yeah.
In a
oh
year.
Oh my God, yeah. I know.
It's gonna God. Be fine. Art yeah. bangs?
Not even the art bangs, but yeah, the art bangs were...
they God. Were not a bad haircut. I no, stand by that.
I loved them for you. I was like,
and
she
that's how
great.
I know these are my two besties. No, one time for Christmas, my mom got my sister and I a haircut from her hairdresser in like Berkeley. And my sister and I were so excited. We were like, oh my God, we are going to like eat this up. I was like, I'm going to get a little like bob. Like I just wanted a little bob. She yeah. literally gave me Kate plus eight. Like she gave me oh, soccer no. mom Kate plus eight.
Like at an angle?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
I left. I cried.
Like a Karen haircut.
And my sister looked like a full on mushroom. Like, I don't know how to mushroom mix with Hillary Clinton. Like, she just looked. I'll maybe insert a photo here. Like, send it to whatever. I'm not posting it online. But it'll be somewhere. My sister will literally kill me. But
that's so
that
funny.
Was probably the worst I've ever felt about myself. But I got over it.
Yes. See?
It grew out.
Doesn't matter.
We, look it's at just this a funny now. Memory now.
Yes. It's a funny memory.
Well,
oh, that was like very therapeutic.
I know.
I feel
talk
better.
About getting it off your chest.
I know. I really feel better.
I feel too. Better too.
Yeah. Good. I hope you guys feel better. Yeah. You guys feel better?
Anyway. Comment down below.
Yeah. Let us know.
We forgot to do a question.
It's okay. We'll do it next time.
Shit. Guys, send us a DM.
Yeah.
One thing that you love about yourself.
Please.
Yes.
How about that?
Mm. We should post it. I'll post a question.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that. I think that would like make everybody like feel so good about themselves.
I would love to hear the things. I love like hearing things people love about themselves too, because it reminds you of something.
Like, oh, yeah. I never thought about that part of my body.
And it doesn't have to be like appearance based. No. It can be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we love you guys.
We love you. Be kind to yourself.
Kisses.
Kisses.
Bye.